extremely stressful conditions will continue across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the coming week to 10 days. Of course, this will be focused more so on the southern and eastern parts of the region. The harsh weather will likely include a lack of rain, a lack of soil moisture, and hot temperatures. Now, it's not so hot out there in the eastern Midwest today or tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow afternoon's highs will be in the 70s across a big part of the region, with some lower 80s expected in the southern parts of the region. Today's temperatures will probably be somewhat similar, and we'll likely see at least a little bit of a cooling tendency today, but tomorrow will certainly be the coolest of the days. We'll likely see that last only for tomorrow, and then we'll turn right around and start warming things back up again. The odds are good that we'll be back in the middle of the heat again as we finish out this week and go into the first half of next week. Most of the temperatures during that period of time will be back into the 90s with extremes over 100 degrees possible. And this time, the hundreds may occur not only in Kansas and parts of Nebraska, but perhaps across portions of Missouri and Iowa as well as Illinois, with the hottest weather coming on for the early part of next week. The odds are good that we're only going to see one opportunity for rainfall across the Midwest. That is going to occur from Thursday into Saturday or Sunday, and the event could produce some locally heavy rains across a small corridor, but I'm not convinced that it's going to be widespread in all the driest areas. These storms at the moment are advertised to move from South Dakota and parts of Nebraska through Iowa into portions of central and northern Illinois over to portions of Ohio, and this will occur from Thursday again into Saturday or Sunday. Now, the precipitation that occurs will come in a couple of waves, and the best rains will probably end up being Thursday and Friday in the heart of the Midwest and Friday into Saturday in some of the eastern areas, but I'm almost as sure as I'm sitting here that we're likely to see at least some change in the overall distribution of rain. Rain totals will probably run a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, local amounts getting upwards to an inch and a third perhaps, but the heavier rains will be somewhat limited. Just like we've seen in the past, the forecast models have constantly over-exaggerated the rain potentials, and we have yet to see a good soaking across the region. That doesn't mean that this isn't going to be the event, but it doesn't impress me at the moment as being a big soaking for a big part of the Midwest. The driest areas will be in the southern parts of the region, from southern Illinois, southern Indiana, southward through Kentucky, and portions of the northern Delta into the Tennessee River Basin. These areas will get little to no precipitation through this week and into early next week. It's already critically dry in that described region, and the odds are good that crop yield potential will continue to head southward as we go forward in time. The lower production potential in the region will be somewhat partially countered by good crops in the northwestern part of the Midwest, but it doesn't appear very likely that the Northwest will be able to counter all of the production losses that may occur if this drying trend and heat continue to impact the Midwest, as is at least advertised for the next 10 days. July will likely provide us with more of the same, but it's a little bit questionable as to how strong the warmer temperatures will be and whether or not we'll see better timeliness in rainfall. We'll have to sit back and watch the pattern very closely. Over the weekend, the temperatures in the U.S. Central Plains were exceptionally hot, with temperatures to 114 degrees yesterday afternoon in Hill City, Kansas. That's indicative of the heat that is building up to the west of the Midwest, and as we go forward into the weekend and early part of next week, at least a portion of that heat will break away and come across the Midwest. That is why we're concerned about the future here and why it's so important that we get a general rain event to occur before that heat settles in. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.